In other words, if lokach is soil before name, so then it's considered like lokach min akovah. If lokach is soil before name. So even vis-a-vis the other Yisrael, not vis-a-vis the Yisrael was mikeach. Let's say Reuven looks through the window, and then he say, and across the street there are 10 stores. And 9 stores sell kshero, and then let's say across the street here, 10 stores. 9 stores sell kshero, and 1 store sells nevela. And I look through the window, and I see the chinen goes into one of the stores, but I wasn't able to take notice which store he went in, whether in the nevela store or in the shchut store. But I saw he went into one of the stores. So, all the rishonim agree that even vis-a-vis myself, who didn't take it, not only vis-a-vis chinen, but even vis-a-vis myself, let's say, suppose Shimon then comes to my house and he gives it to me as a gift. So even vis-a-vis myself, it's considered like lokach min akavua, it's osa, we cannot rely on the din of kol tekonos. Since it's pirish before name. So even vis-a-vis the observer who didn't take it directly himself, it's considered like lokach min akavua. But it's considered lokach min akavua. But according to the Rashbo, it's considered lokach min akavua min reis. According to the Ram, it's considered lokach min akavua min rabbon. But all Rishonim agree that even vis-a-vis the person who didn't take it himself, but who saw another person taking it from the stores, and he doesn't know from which store, it's considered like lokach min akavua. So the shaila is whether it's considered like lokach min akavua min reis and rabbon. So that is, one second, that is only if I see that the Yisrael takes it min akavua. But suppose I look through the window. So since the Yisrael is a Jew himself, and it has relevance, the Shaila has relevance to him too, just as it has relevance to me. He's also a Jew. So Mimele, it's considered lokach min akavua vis-a-vis all other Yisrael. Mashein kein, if I look through the window and I see a goy goes into one of the stores. A goy goes into one of the stores, so it has no relevance to a goy. It doesn't make any nafkemine, we bought it in the nevela store, shchut store, what difference does it make? A goy is allowed to eat nevela anyway. So mimele, when the Yisrael, even though the Yisrael saw the goy taking it from one of the stores, but the Yisrael didn't notice from which store the goy took it. So vis-a-vis the Yisrael, it's considered pirish menim. So the Rikeach mentions a big chideh. A big chiddush, and it's not such a little portion. Suppose I look through the window and I see a child, 6 years old, a Jewish child, 6 years old, goes into one of the stores and buys meat, and I don't take notice into which store he went in. Then the child brings it to me, so that I'm allowed to eat it. And I rely on Kol Dekorish. Because since he is a child, since that's a big chiddush, since he is a child, so when the child bought it, so at that time when he bought it, the suffix didn't arise because it had no legal significance as to the cotton. He's allowed to eat nevela anyway. He's a Jewish child, but he's cotton nechon nevela simbezni tzuvilach. So the male, it had no relevance. When does it acquire relevance? Only when he brings it to me and I have got it. So the male, at that time it's already pirish. So the male, we apply the din of kapatim. But we could say the other way. We could say, since Kotne Chonavilis invests in Mitzvah Lafrisei, but we're not allowed to be Misapi in the Yedayim, allowed to be Misapi in the Yedayim, so Mele, the question acquired relevance at the very outset, when I saw the Kotne going into one of the stores, so Mele it should have been in of Lokach min akavua. So the Rikiach says, no, not like that. True, that is also the Misabim Yedayim, but the cotton himself, so he's allowed to eat anyway. So he didn't have any real relevance as to the cotton at that moment. When does it acquire, when does the question become a relevant question? When he brings it to me, so then it's already pirish, in akavua. So we apply the din of Kol Deporish Kol Deporish. Yechol Deporish, the Chivin Dinayim, Holach HaCharov, the Hashpal HaKavua, Velini Vasovikal Dishpirish. Aber khon masru mishim bosa shen isal im nay tilil sin samagim lo khon izboya shama nochi ve iz inyen un im matir mishim bosa shen isal im nay aber im pirish lofaneinu mishim nisofik nila dimokim kriz va atere zof kosav nisofik isiv ze דבורים מעורבים, בדיני מין במיני, מין שאין למיני, ופושטו, שאין יונו מכאן, ובקבוע אפילו מין במיני, אבל כמחצה או מחצה, ובפירי שאפילו שלא יהיה במיני פורש, וכבר נסבוי ובסימן קופטס, על נוכן די יום 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 במיני ואין למיני, וניסה בו באחרת. Now, so here, so there were many who are masik on the mechaber, because they said that the Rashbo mentions that being only in connection with Kavua Rabbanon, but not in connection with Kavua Raise. But the truth is that from the lotion of the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, it's muchach b'feirush that the Rashbo applies the din even to Kavua Raise. So all those, the Taz, who mentions the lotion of the Rashbo, that it's mashma, that he has reference to Kavua Rabbanon, so first of all, there is no diuk even from the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer. But they don't mention the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer. From the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, it's definitely mashma that the Rashba is referencing to Kavua Deraz. Now, but let's see. But many are masik on the Mechada, and they say the Rashba does not have reference to Kavua Deraz. By Kavua Deraz, the Rashba would be made that if somebody bought in one of the Chanuots, he doesn't know in which, and then it was Nisari, Bachirim, Behov, if it's Echdich or Nishabet, so it doesn't become bottle, and we can be matterate on the basis of Ovet Zvexvet. When the Rashba only applies the din to the Gundrava. Habach is the Kalam Chaber. The Rashba will come out of Pirish Lufoneinu. The Yisurei in the Elam Rabbanon. Now who says that Pirish Lufoneinu is only in the Rabbanon? That's the Ramshite. Most Rishayim say that Pirish Lufoneinu is also in the Raisi, if Pirish Lufoneinu. If Pirish Lufoneinu, so it's also in the Raisi. So, Habach is the Kalam Chaber. The Rashba will come out of Pirish Lufoneinu. The Yisurei in the Elam Rabbanon. Avol loy pilokach. The Asofik, Hoechod, Osam Natera. Now, I don't know, it might be, I have a certain choshesh in my mind. It might be that when I expressed myself, there was a slip of the tongue. I don't remember how I expressed myself. Now, it could be that there was a slip of the tongue. Now, the halacha is that if it is, let's say, a goy, if a goy bought in one of the stores, but in one of the stores, and no Jew saw how the goy entered into one of the stores. But the goy bought in one of the stores, and he doesn't know in which store he bought. And then he brings it to Jew, then he brings it to me. And the goy tells me, I bought it in one of the stores, I don't know in which store. So then it certainly has a din. It certainly has a din, like Nitzah, like Pirish Memeh. Then it certainly has a din of Nitzah, of Pirish Memeh. Then, now, the question is, suppose if a Jew goes into one of the stores, and a Jew goes into one of the stores, even if I don't see the Jew going into one of the stores, but the Jew went into one of the stores, and I didn't see him do it, and then he brought it to me, and he told me that he bought it in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which, then it has a din like Lokach Nakavua, because that child had relevance to that Jew. So the Shaila became a relevant question when the Jew bought it, before he decided to give it to me. Even if he did decide to give it to me. So it already, the Shaila became a relevant question. So Mimele, the Sophic arose, became Akvias. So since it became a relevant question, became Akvias, so it's Lokach Min HaKavua. Now, when is there a machlekes between the Ram and the other Rishayim? When Pirish Lufaneinu. According to the Ram, it's only Kavua Min HaRabbanon. According to the other Rishayim, according to Rashba and most Rishayim, it's Kavua Min HaRaiseh. So that's in a case where, let's say, I look through the window and I see that a goy is entering. They are one of the stores. And I don't see in which store yet. And then the goy brings it to me. And he also says, I don't know in which store I bought it. And I saw him entering one of the stores. Entering one of the stores. So, and then he brings it to me. So according to the Ram, it's only Kavua Min HaRabbanon. It's also everybody agrees. But with the Raise, it's considered like Pirish Memele. Even though I saw the goy entering, but since the goy did it, and it had no relevance as to him, even though I saw the goy entering one of the stores, so, according to the Ram, we apply the din of Kol Deporish, and only the Rabbanon is Kavua. And according to most Rishayim, since it's Pirish Lufaneinu, even though he goy did it, so then we apply the din, so it's considered like Kavua Min HaRaiseh. So I don't remember, I might have made a mistake, a slip of the tongue, because I have a choshe. So that's why I repeat it.
Now, so here he says, Habach is a Kalamachada. The Rajbo will come out of the Pirish and Fonei, the Isurei Noemi Rabbanon. So, in other words, that's only to according to Ram. Avloi Bilokach, the Asofik, where I hold us on that area, we have a Kisofik Treve, Shenisari, the Atarube is also, Kidulikamon, Siftes, Ad Kanvo, Vichain, Bagoy, Shemisif, Sifer, it's a Veheter, because of the Rajbo will matter of Pirish and Fonei, the Cheshvi Rabbanon. Now, what would be an example of Pirish Lufaneinu if I looked through the window and I saw a goy entering, let's say, a store? Or if I looked through the window and I saw that there is a very strong wind across the street and throwing out, and that strong wind is throwing out a piece of meat from one of the stores, and I didn't notice from which store the wind threw it out. That would be a case of Pirish Lefaneinu. According to the Ran, it would be Kavuam Rabon. According to the Rashbo, it would be Kavuam Reis. So he says, V'chei ba'agoy she'b'seif sefer yisavetach ol chofei di yudeis, because of the Rashbo, v'mata u Pirish Lefaneinu, the Cheshvi de Rabon. That's why he says the Cheshvi de Rabon. Because on that point, there is a machleget Rashen. U'v'yeme soche mashma l'chirom u'sheinei, v'tiris abayi sakotzer, she'ivatu, she'kosav v'yir alish. So from that Roshi, from the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer, the two sides, he says it's mashma. But there is another loss in the Tiras Abayis HaKotzer. Shekot v'yirali shal yosrol bizman shu bifnei atzmei. Mashma diko yadi somich al pirish lofaneinu. V'hayne el ishne do osru mashma shachachom im osru. Mi yu b'tiras Abayis daf kuf chobov. So, another expression, another passage. Kosa v'zal usheni. U'mi yu daf kishol nisar yuf tefezu shal okach nekavu abim tikas achir shal eter. So he uses the Russian in shall we say if Jesus shall look at Nakabua. What's the connotation, the ordinary connotation? Shall look at Nakabua. Shall look at Nakabua means he bought it directly in one of the stores. Because the actual letter, Mir Yishlai, Mar, the Koya, Achtich, or Will Yishabi, the Maya Rosemene, because the Mar, the Kabua. So he can be there in Russian. The Hindu Russian Apostle, Tabu is the Tikh, or Will Yishabi, the Kabua. The Hanam, the Asofi Kalish, the Rabbon, the Koma, the Mok, Achtich, or Will Yishabi, the Kabua, the Nisar, the Bachir, the Stil, the Rob. Mishim Svexek. So this is what Agoy Sisaveta says. That the Rajbo has reference to Kabua in the Rabbon, not to Kabua in the Rais. מי הוא הרב המאגי, פרק חסמל, חת מחולס, אסור אז דין דלב, כוספנם בשם הרשב, שהלקח מהקבוע, לא יוסרו אלו בזמן שהוא בפני עצמי, ולא יזכר שום דובר מכתיך הוא ינשחבי, רק מקבוע תחניס. So in other words, so the Magnishna mentions the name of the Rashbo, and Magnishna was a Talmud of the Rashbo. And he mentions in the name of the Rashbo, this deen, even if he took it from Kavua the Reis, בדרך הקלעים הקישי וכחובים לקח מהקבוע. In other words, that it has reference to a case where Israel was watching. So when the Magid Mishne mentions the Rashbo said Lekeach Nakavua, so and then it's Nisar Bachir and Mizvot Berov, he has reference to a case where a Nevit Chovim, where a Jew saw a Nevit Chovim going to one of the stores and buy in one of the stores and he doesn't know in which. So then it's like Pirish Lefaneinu, according to the Ram. So it's only to win the Rabban. It's a deichak. Stam, lekeach nakavua means a Yisrael went into one of the stores and bought, and he doesn't know in which stores. So, v'deichak when she nikhovim lekeach nakavua. Does Tommy come out? V'edim yisrael alikhovim koye, lo mu neim akwal shal lekeach nakavua, do yisker lekeinim lekechovim. Bifeirush, v'im neim adein ze deichak, v'achal pechim ayra lekechovim, im kein damon chava lekashe mide, v'mukhalim ad gam hum ayra lekechovim. So then there is no kashe against the mechaber either. So we can say that when mechaber says reiv chanuis michep shoshchuto umiu bechet shanuvelo lo ka beachas mehen, he means lo kach if it kechovim beachas mehen, and then he gave it away to Yisrael when he did amazim and lo kach. So then it's kavua mid rabbon. It's kavua mid rabbon. But we don't say that in the mechaber. Why? Because the pashas haloshen is not mashma like that. So the pashas haloshen in the mechaber is not mashma like that either. Right. So the Shach says, not as the Taz. The Taz, you see, agrees with the Bach and the Agoyis is a better. That the Rashbo limits his being only to Kavuam Drabon. The Shach says, no, the Rashbo has reference him to Kavuam Drabon. אבל יש את הרלי נקי פשט מיוט של רשבו ברב המגיד אפו לא קריצון מלכן מישמעיר וגם תירס הבייס ליסקה כלל דיודו לא כך מכון מפני אלינו 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 רבונו ועד הרבה כוסף סתום מכמה פעמים דאבי כאילו לא קריא ישראל משמע דו גם דאבי כאילו לא קריא ישראל ויוסו נמי דרייסה סנדן יצלט משמע דד רשבו הגביזו דרן יצ משמע דד רשבו הגביזו לשיטף מוסטרי שאינים that if לא כך בפנינו that if lokachim b'kechovim b'foneinu, then it's called lokachim. It's called lamin reinster. Lokachim b'kechovim b'foneinu. David Loko in Soil, Mashu Gam David Loko in Soil. Was Nam the Rice? The Hindu Savet Arabic, the Hadish Cosmic Matis in Mordechai, Loki Hobbes of Ningos of the Rice, Alcohol Name or Hedaiki. It means Loki with Kehovim before Nenu or Pilis before Nenu. So, in other words, when the Lifonenu modifies the Loki and Kehovim too. Alcohol Name or Hedaiki, the Likosu can attain to Mordechai. Elevates will keep because the stone David Loko in Soil, Mashu Nos Nam the Rice. אם כי גם בדיום הרעש ממש מוח. וריקה שמה נסביר לרעש בו מלכה בביסו. או שאתה לי קושן על איזה, how can the מחבר and רעש בו say that by stuff, that לא כך מהקבוע, and then it's necessary, so it's next week. But the מחבר and the רעש בו both pass for like the ring, not like on the town. The stuff you can't go, the stuff you can't go, is mutter. So he says, ולא יקשי ממה בסביר לרעש בו למחבר בסוף התפרים שנסער בו ברוב דוי בטלו דורוכת דין קבוע חידש וכניוספתי בספקות מלדל ושמרן ושמלכון תוכתה אז בינו בסער רובה ואימא חבוי על החידושי ואין לכל שהוא בפני עצמי אבל לא יש שכסניסער יברקי זה מרלבו בדעס הרעש בו בו והרב המגיד והמחבר So in other words, not like the Taz. The Taz was Masik al Mechaber. And he didn't know the Rajbo says the Din, so he says the Mechaber misunderstood the Rajbo. Because that's what the Taz says. The Rajbo had reference only to the Rabbonon. But not to the Raisi. But to the Raisi, the Rajbo would agree that if one somebody bought a chticha of meat in Kavuai, in one of the stores, it was not which, then there's Nazar Berov, so it's also. We don't rely on Zvekseke. Why not? Because it's like Sofik Preifish and Isar Vacherin. So it's machlik between Rabbi Tam and Ri, as well as Sofik Achim Miguf, Sofik Achim Taru, as his mutter. And the Rajbo Paskins, like the Ri, that Sofik Achim Miguf, Sofik Achim Taru, as his awesome. This is what the Taz says. But the Shach says, no. The Rajbo, the Mechaber is right. The Rajbo has reference to Kavua Midrais. But then you ask, if Kavua Midrais, why is it distinguished? From Sofik Treifo, Shenisari Vacherim, so the Ri and the Rajbo both say, and the Mechaber, they all say that Sofik Yachmin Guf Sofik Tarubes is Oseh. So it's a difference between Sofik Treifo and Sofik of Kavua. Because Kavua, actually, if not for the Xerasakosu of your Avlei, so I would say that we should rely on Rov. But there is a Xerasakosu that we don't rely on Rov. So in the Choboy Alochidushe, what's the Pshat? In the Shach, the Pshat in the Shach is the same thing that my father said. I mean, to Rav Chaim, in regard to his Kasha. So he said that there's a Kosovo of Kivach Tal Mechto is not that it's not wrong. It is wrong, but we don't rely on wrong. Just as there is a Kosovo, we don't rely on wrong in money. So in Vaisaveta, we don't rely on wrong in Kavuah. So the Biru of wrong, which is a probability, is not a sufficient Biru. By Kavuah. It's not a division deal, but Rob it is. So since it's Rob it is, but this kind of a bureau is not sufficient by Isaveta, but Isofika Shoko it isn't. Isofika Shoko it isn't. So Mele, what's the reason? How did we explain the Shiti of the Ri, Sofika Chod Biguvi, Sofika Chod Bitarubes, so is Oser? Why shouldn't it be Isofika? Okay? So the answer is, as they all explain it. The Taz explains it in the further scene, because since we get the rice is lechumre, so mele it's also a big vadai. I mean, that question that the in Simen Kubbeis, so the Berahitim, the Berahitim mentions, so it was mentioned that's the Berahitim's pshat, but the Taz pshat is not like that. That it doesn't have reference to Beitza Streifish and Ilda Biyonte, but it has reference to Sofik Beitza Streifish, not Sofik Beitza Streifish and Ilda Biyonte. So it has reference to a Beitza Streifish, so to a Sofik Beitza Streifish. So what does it do with the Rosh Yisrael Matirin? The answer is because the shite of the Mechaber is that Zvikit Reisel Lechumre, if Natir Lechumre, so Bitir Asfada Yitzoseh. Oh, not only with your Sofik. So you could grab Ishmael Isgali if somebody, let's say, had the chticha on the table, he didn't know whether it was chilev or shumet, and he ate it, and grab Ishmael Isgali that it was shumet. But he has an avera de raisa. The raya is, where is that avera de raisa implicit? It's implicit, v'yoshin v'nosa avena, in the parasha of Hashem Tovu. Now what is Hashem Tovu? He had two chtichas on the table. One is a chticha of chayle, one is a chticha of shume, and he ate one chticha, he doesn't know which chticha he ate. Whether a chticha of chayle or a chticha of shume. So then, he ate b'shege. So then he has to bring in Hashem Torah. So the Torah says, lo yoda v'yoshe. So what does it mean v'yoshe? Because vada is guilty. In other words, there is a nisa de reise. So it's making the reise of the chupe, is also a min reise, not known b'teras sopik. It's also a b'teras vadai. There's the machleket between the b'rahete and the other mefashim. The b'rahete, if we apply the din of mechaber nisim and gubbeins to a beitz a sopik treif, shdeo v'yontef, why can't he apply it to a beitz a sopik treif, pure and simple? Because beitz a sopik treif, so it has nothing to do with kavashish material. It's either or. Either it's treif, so it's always also. And if it's not treif, so it's always mutter, so it's not, if later on it's found out that it's not treif, so it's not yesh material. So it was never was. But the Mephoshim who apply it to a Beitza Sofik Treife, not a Beitza Sofik Treife, Shenil Biontev, so they hold that even if it is discovered that it's not Treife, so until the discovery is made, it is Osir. Why? Because we get the Raise Lechumre. So that means it's also Beteras Vadai. Where is the Tisa Beteras Vadai implicit in the Posik, in the Parsha of Hashem Tov? So Mele the Shach, this is what Shach means. The parasha of Hashem Tovu has reference to what case? To a chticha achas mishtei chtiches. Chticha achas mishtei chtiches. On the table there are two chtiches. One is chilev, one is shumet. So then, I don't know which is which. So then it's a sofik ashoku. It's a 50-50 sofik. 50-50 sofik. So mele, there is chayv Hashem Tovu. So there the Torah says, v'yoshin, v'nos aveni. Mashayim came when you have 9 stores selling kosher. And once the store selling the vele, or let's say one store selling chile, let's take an isa for which there is a chiyuv kol, there is kol. 9 stores selling shumen, and one store selling chile, and he bought in one of the stores. He doesn't know in which. In other words, he doesn't know whether he bought chile or he bought shumen, and they look the same. Chile and shumen look the same. So in such a case, if someone will eat that chaticha that he bought in one of the stores, he will not be chayav on Hashem Tov. Because when does the Torah say Yoshim v'nos aveinei? That is in case of Isofik Ashok, where it's a 50-50 chance. Mashiach can hear, if not for the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Kogua, we would have the Biro of Rov. But there is a Gzeiras HaKosuf ki Mechtzal Mechtzal. But Mechtzal Mechtzal doesn't mean that it's a 50-50 Sofik. There is Rov, but Rov, the Bureau of Rov is ineffective. It's not a sufficient Bureau. The probability of Rov by Kavua is ineffective. But it's not a sufficient Ashoko. It's a 90-10 chance, not a 50-50 chance. So the Mele, here, even though here it's also a sufficient Ashoko, but here it's only also a bit of a sufficient. It's not also b'teras vadai. Since it's only also b'teras sofik, so mele, we cannot say sofik yachud b'gubi, sofik yachud b'tarubes is osir. Why? Because what's the whole reason of sofik yachud b'gubi, sofik yachud b'tarubes is osir? Because we don't have this vexleke, we have only one sofik. Because the first sofik is also b'vadai. So that's only the first sofik makes it also b'vadai. When do we say that the first sofik is also b'vadai? Why do we say it's also b'vadai? Because of the parasha of Hashem Tovu. But the parasha of Hashem Tovu has reference to Isofik Ashoko. But here, by Kavua, it's not Isofik Ashoko. If the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Kavua had been that it's considered as if there hadn't been Rov, as Rebel Chonon assumed, so then it would be considered not the Gzeiras HaKosuf. But the way my father said, that the Gzeiras HaKosuf doesn't say that we have to treat it as Isofik Ashoko, as if we didn't have a Rov. We have a Rov. We don't have to deny the Mitzvahs. We have a Rov. And there is a probability. But in case where it's punished, then probability is also a sufficient Biro. In Kavua, probability is not the Biro. So, but it's Sofik Ashoko, it isn't. It is called the Vadai that it's Shumen, not Chilev, but it's not the Vadai of Edim. It's only called the Vadai. So, Mele, true that it's like the Raise, it's the Chumre in the Raise, but only with the Sofik, since it's not the Sofik Ashoko. Only when it's the Sofik Ashoko, so it's like the Raise, it's also with the Vadai. But when it's not the Sofik Ashoko, like a Vua, so it's a Chidesh, so it's also with the Raise, with the Sofik, not with the Vadai. So, if it's not with the Vadai, so Mele, we cannot apply the principle of Sofik Yachim, we go to Sofik Yachim Taurus. Okay. tomorrow is the last year, and the Prina will be on the Monday after Shavuos, and you are responsible on all of Tavubes, all the Tavubes, and all the Shavuos, and all the Shachs and the Taz that were discussed in the Shavuos. I mean the Shachs and the Taz that were not discussed tomorrow, you're not responsible.
We have to Shach, Simchot Gimel, Tevel B'Rov. Now, obviously, when the Mechaber says Tevel B'Rov, which is Svechzweike, so the Mechaber has reference to a case of Echticho Ruel Yitzchabit, because if it's not Echticho Ruel Yitzchabit, so then it's a Din Poshut, I mean, and then why does he say Mishim Svechzweike? So Tevel B'Rov, so it's Tevel B'Rov. If, let's say, Echticho Ruel Yitzchabit, she'inu Ruel Yitzchabit, Kovua, was Misari B'Rov, so it's a plain Din. So, if it's not Echticho Ruel Yitzchabit, so he has reference to Echticho Ruel Yitzchabit. So he has the kashe tzorchim to inhale the Tavubes. Now here he's not discussing the kashe that he discussed in Sifchot Beis. In Sifchot Beis he mentioned that the Bach and Abdelim Sisar Heter were Masikan Mechaber, and he said that the Rashbo has reference to Kavod Rabbanon, not Kavod Raisa. So then he said that the Rashbo has reference from the Roshan in the Tiras of Isaac Kotzea, it's Mashma that the Rashbo has reference in to Kavod Raisa. So the question is, how could the Rashbo have reference in to Kavod Raisa, where the Rashbo passes like the Reed, not like Rabbi Tam, that Sofikar Begubi, Sofikar Begubes, so it is Osir, in other words, Sofik Treife, that Sofik Treife, that Nisari Vachireis, and let's say there is no people to own because it's a Dalachoshu, so it's not Mutar on the basis of Svekseke either. From Tam Shite is, it is Mutar. But the Rishite is, Sofik Yamuzer Tarives, is not Mutar on the basis of Svekseke. So here, why does Mechaba say that Kavua, the topic of Kavua, that the Sarah Bacheris, even though it's a Tikhoru and it's Havli, so it's Mutra and Jesus. Okay, that Kashi, the Shach discussed in Sifchot Beis. So he gave the Teretz because Kavua is a Chidush, in Mechobay and Chidush. So we explained it. What's the whole reason? So we explained it yesterday. What's the whole reason as to why he says that Sofik Yahweh will be Sofik Yahweh Tarubes? Is Oseh, and we don't apply the din of Svek Sveike, because it's not Svek Sveike. Because since Sveike the Reis is Lechumre, and the Rishi, the Sveike the Reis Lechumre, is Biteres Vada, not Biteres Ovik. Not Biteres Ovik. So Mele, if we have a Sovik Preve, so as long as subjectively it is a Sovik to us, so it's Bivada Yosef. On the basis of which is there, not on the basis of the love of the Sechel from the Velo, but on the, not on the basis of the love of Chelev, but on the basis of the Iser that is implicit in the parasha of Hashem Tov. Because the Torah says, V'yoshe, V'nosah V'nei. So that means that when one eats Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shelumet, even B'shegeik, he's an Oshe. He has a Maisavere, Maisavere B'teras Vana, not only B'teras Sofik. So it's also a bit of a so mainly Sofik Treife is also a bit of a if it's also a bit of a so then we have another Sofik. So it's only one Sofik, that's the Pshatneri. So the Shite of the Mechaber is, when is it also a bit of a Svadai, if it is Sofik Ashok, Masheiki by Kavua. So, as my father said, that Kol Kavua Ki Mechtal Mechtzogomo does not mean that it's a Sofik Ashok. It is not a Sofik Ashok. We have Rob, but we can't rely on that probability and that Rob. So in the case of not Kavua, so then we rely on the Birur of Rob. But in case of Kavua, we don't rely on that probability, the Birur of Rob. It's like in the Hilchim Momenach Rob. But the Sofik Ashokot isn't. It's not a 50-50 Sofik. It's in a 90-10 Sofik. Not a 50-50 Sofik. But in 90-10, probability is not the Birur in Kavua. Is not what we cannot rely on it. So this aloche, the Tzveik and Reis Lechumra also with the Rasvadai, is only when it's a Sofik Ashoku. By Kavua, it's not a Sofik Ashoku. It's called the Vadai, that it's not a Iser. So Mele, it is Oser.
it is the chumre, but only with the sofik, not with the svadai. If it's only yosef, with the sofik, the svadai, so we have another sofik of tarumes, so it's a svek svek. This is the, so this is what the shach meant in Sifchom Beis. So in Sifchom Beis, he only discussed the question, how can it be bottle b'rov v'shem svek svek, sofik yachon b'nu sofik al tarumes, and the mechava pask is like the rib. Oh, so then, so we can't visit the rubes. So how and the Rashba too passes like we. So that's the terrors. Now the Shach is Sifchom Gimel, yes, another kashi. Not the same kashi. So Chiyu, the Rehei Yerota Rubes, who am Chaber Sfirelei, we Sifches, the Rishor, and the Gimel Tarubes. So he said, we already answered the first kashi about something Yerota Rubes, something Yerota Rubes. But the mechab, so the mele, the Rashba is all right. Because the Rashba shita is by when you have two tarumes, so there is also svek svek, and it's muta. In other words, if you don't choshev, the Rashba passes that if you don't choshev, let's say, the mele bar falls into one sack, the mele bar shalisa, the mele bar shalisa, falls into a sack of the mele bar nafeta. One bear, and then one item out of that sack that has a 1001, so falls into an is nisarev in another sack. Is nisarev in another sack, so it's muta. So each item in the second sack, in the second darubis is muta, on the basis of svek svek. But so the mele, we can understand now the Rashi. So you only had one difficulty of something you have to do some darubis. So that's the teretz, since it's a chidesh, so the aloch of Sofik Yachon Kuzav Darubes doesn't apply. Only by Sofik HaShoto we say Sofik Yachon Kuzav Darubes. Because then, it's also with the Svadai, the first Sofik. So we, Mashiachim here, it's not Sofik HaShoto, it's called the Vadai. So it's true that, on the basis of the first Sofik, it's still Osea, but it's only also with the Sofik. So maybe if we have another Sofik, so here is Vexvik. So that answer, that explains the Rashi. But the Mechaber, he doesn't pass like the Rashba, that two Sveikes in Tarubes is Muta. He passes the Vaidova Choshuv, we must have three Tarubes. So then, why three Tarubes? Obviously, the first Tarubes is not even considered. The first Tarubes is considered as Kuleisa. That's the Shite, I mean, that he passes like the Smart, and the Shite is a Ramba. And the Shite is a Ramba. Imachol is a Suez. So, in other words, that if, let's say, the remaining bad fell into one sack, Echobel, then one item of the first sack fell into a second sack. So it still was. But if an item from the second sack was missing in the third sack, then it is mutar. So, Echob men meribe, who meribe, so, who meribe lishleish. So in other words, only when you have three tarubes, not two tarubes. Why? What do we have in svek svek in two tarubes too? The answer is no. The first tarubes is completely osa. It's like, I mean, as an example, like chtichanas is nevele by lam lach. So the whole thing becomes a chepzor misa. So here, mid rabbonim by dovah choshuv. So the whole tarubes of the dovah choshuv is osa mid rabbonim. So nevele. So the second Tarubes does not have a svek svek, only the third Tarubes. So the mele, so here the question is, how can the Mechava pass that is Tehu B'Rov Mishim svek svek? What kind of svek svek do we have? We have a Chtichas Bosor or Ruyel Yishabe that was bought in one of the stores. And that was Nisari. So that's the first Tarubes. So the mele, we don't have a svek svek. So the whole thing should be awesome. The whole thing should be awesome. So that's not the same kashi that the Shach discussed in Sifchom Beis. In Sifchom Beis he has the kashi against the Rashba too. So you give it terrors. But here, the kashi is directed only against the Mechaber. So Chiyun, do we hear the Tavos? For Mechabers, let's say, it's not so big of a Jewish of Tarubes. So both Sveikes are Sveikes in Tarubes. But the Mechava passes that even when you have two Sveikes in Tarubes, it's still Osea. You have to have three Tarubes. And here, You don't have three tarubes, you just have one tarubes. First, the suffix of kavua, and then a tarubes. So let's consider, as the Oruch HaShulchan says, that the suffix of kavua is also tarubes. Is also tarubes. So how many tarubes do we have? Two tarubes. But two tarubes is also. That's the kasha. So the tarubes, so the Rashbo is not difficult. The other difficulty you already answered. But this kasha doesn't apply to Rashbo. The Rashbo is not also. The Svirli is shown based tarubes. בכל שניסר ורקאים, אז לילון בוסרו בישו, בעית סביר על הלכים דיבלה בו חהר בפוסקי מתירי, בבייס תרובס, וכמו שיסבויה בשפקות מרטס, אם כי אם קבוע לחידשו, אין לכבוע לחידושי, בישו לניסר ורקאים, בידי רצת. Now, the Rosh is very strange. On the surface it would appear that the Shach is giving two terutzim. But if it's two terutzim, so what's the difference between the first and the second? In the first Teretz he says, "Kind kavu achidishu goru amitarubes," goru amitarubes, and then again he says, "Im kind kavu adachidishu elu chaboy alachidushim bishar esach." So the same thing. The answer is it's not the Teretz. It's the same Teretz, but he wants to reduce the deichak of that Teretz to a minimum. So that's why he says veitz yirai. In other words, it's one teretz, and it's the same kind of teretz that the Shach said in mentioning the Sifchot Beis in connection with the kashe of Sofik Yachot Begubi, Sofik Yachot Bidarubis. Sofik Yachot Begubi, Sofik Yachot Bidarubis. So what did he say? That since Kavua is a Chidesh, that means that we really have the same apparent bill of rough chances. We have, but it is a sakosu, we cannot rely on this and rough chances by Kavua. So the mayor, but it's something Kashoko, it isn't. So the mayor there said, but it's a Sofi Korom Yivad. Korom Yivad I have. It's not in Vada Yalkadim, but Korom Yivad it is. So the mayor, we do not say that it's also a Tiras Vada. It's only by Sofi Kashoko, Sveki the Rise of the Chumre is also a Tiras Vada. But this is not the Sofik HaShoku, it's Sofik Korbu Vadai. So it's not Osa B'Tiras Vadai, it's only Osa B'Tiras Vadai. That's what the Shach says. Here is applying the similar oneness. V'tzolch lima v'svir l'am chaber, v'chim v'kavu achid ishu, gore mitalubis. Gore mitalubis. In other words, what's the whole svar? What's the whole svar? In other words, he uses the expression gore mitalubis. Usually, whenever you find someone using the expression Gora, so it means it's Mohammed. But here, he uses the expression Gora in the sense it's more Kal. In other words, it's not Gora. In other words, it's Gora, it's diminished, it's less in stringency. Now, in other words, not Gora. Usually we say Gora, so it means it's less, it's diminished in leniency. It's less lenient. But here Gora means it's Gorua in stringency. So in other words, it's less stringent, it's more lenient. That's what Gora means. So in other words, what's the reason for the smak shite? The two tarubes. So we don't say svek sveke. Why not? After all, if a riman badly falls into one tarubes, and then one item from that first sec falls into the second, so you already have a svek sveke. The answer is, because the first sec is kuliyose. Midrabo, a tarubes of yobish biyobish doma choshu is a chticha bin sura. I mean, it's like chticha bin sura. The whole tarubes is awesome. By your tarubes, yovish bi yovish, of domo choshu, so the whole tarubes is awesome. The whole tarubes is awesome. So mainly we cannot count the first tarubes in the svekes. So only if we have three tarubes, then we have a svek svekes. So the Mimle Shach says, when can we say that the Shita of the Mechaber is, since it's a special halacha, that with Rabbanon, a Taruves of Yomish B'Yovish, Taruves of Yomish B'Yovish, Dobo Choshu, even though we have law, so the whole Taruves is also with Rabbanon. So the Mimle, the second Taruves, we have only one Sofik, not two Sveikes, and when we have two Sveikes, we have three Taruves. Three Taruves, so that's only Shayach. That's only Shayach. If the first Taruves, so there is Vadaisa, a human body shall fly a Kerem, fell into a sack of 1,000 remaining shall have. So the Mele, so it's Ikva Isure here in the Taruves. We know that this sack has a Dova Choshev that is us. We know, I mean, behind the shadow of it down. So the Mele sins in that Taruves is Ikva Isure, so with Rabbonon, the whole Taruves becomes a Chetzor Isure. So the Mele, when one item falls into another sack, so we only have, so we cannot say that one is allowed to take an item out of the second second Eden. Because it's only one Sofik, it's not two Sofikis. So only when you have three Taruves. Mashenkin here, even though we have only one Taruves, and the first Sofik was the Sofik of Kavua. But the Sofik of Kavua is not even the Sofik of Kavua had been.